wastewater to some heavy lifting of disposables in the Motor City. MSU Today's Greening of the Great Lakes host Dr. Kirk Heinze joins us now.
Greening the Great Lakes is on site at Detroit Renewable Energy, an energy from waste facility on Detroit's east side that processes up to 3,300 tons of municipal waste each and every day. It's processed into fuel that's burned to create 720,000 pounds of steam per hour. We're going to take a tour of the facility, but first we're going to get an overview with Stephen White, who is the president and chairman of the board of Detroit Renewable Energy, which is the parent company of Detroit Renewable Power. Also with us is Robert Suda, who's the plant manager, and Linwood Bubar, who is president of Detroit Renewable Power. Stephen, we'll start with you. First of all, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you're here. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about our waste energy facility, and that is, I think, one of the most important misunderstood things about our business, that this is not an incinerator, it's a waste energy facility. You mentioned the pounds of steam that is produced from this facility, but in addition to that, we also produce electricity. And that electricity is a 68-megawatt turbine that we have here, and produces electricity and steam. So this is a co-generating facility. It's not an incinerator.
Well, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the difference, what is the major difference between a co-generating facility and an incinerator?
Well, incineration is basically a burning process in and of itself, and there's no value remaining after the burn. Cogeneration is where we use the fuel, the waste as fuel. It is burned, but steam is created, and that steam is used to power a turbine to produce electricity. And that steam is also, it goes through 39 miles of pipe from this facility throughout downtown and midtown Detroit for 139 businesses, Detroit Medical Center, General Motors headquarters, a variety of companies rely on this steam for heating, some cooling as well. So it's integral to the auto manufacturing operations at the GM Hamtramck plant. So this is a renewable energy source that has come from the waste, and that is the primary difference between incineration and waste energy.
Yet in the process of the waste and the renewable energy, you're actually dealing with two major sustainability issues at the same time. One is recycling, one is alternative energy.
That's correct. We do actually recycle not just energy from the waste, but pulling metals from the waste. We pull approximately, I'm going to turn to the president of Detroit Renewable Power, Linwood Bubar, and make sure I have this fact correct. Linwood, how many tons of metal do we pull out of the waste stream approximately per year?
On a daily basis, we pull out about 80 tons of metal per day of ferrous metal and about 10 tons a day of non-ferrous metal.
I would argue that we are probably the leading, if not one of the leading extractors of metal from the primary waste stream in the city of Detroit and the surrounding area.
Maybe this is a question back for Linwood, but what happens to those metals once you extract them?
The metals are transported to metal recyclers, and they're used in the electric arc furnaces as a supplement to raw materials to generate steel.
Steve, back to Detroit Renewable Energy as the umbrella company. Tell us a little bit about the umbrella and some of your subsidiaries, including Detroit Renewable Power.
Okay, so there are three active subsidiaries under Detroit Renewable Energy. There's Detroit Renewable Power, that's the waste energy facility. It's Detroit Thermal, which is the steam distribution apparatus of the organization. And then there's Hamtramck Energy Services, which is a industrial service company. So it actually manages energy assets for industrial customers, most notably General Motors. So we actively manage heating and cooling and wastewater treatment assets for about 5 General Motors plants.
I'm talking with Steve White, who's the president and chairman of the board of Detroit Renewable Energy. Steve, we're going to wrap up this opening segment, and we're going to take a little bit of a tour of the plant with yourself, Linwood, and Rob. What are we going to see on this tour?
Well, you're going to see a lot of interesting things. You're going to see how let's start at the beginning, and then we'll go right to the end, and there's going to be a lot of stuff in between. So you're going to see actually waste trucks pull up to the facility. They're going to pull onto a scale. They're going to get weighed, and then they're going to disappear for the time being because they're going to go around the back of the building and then dump the waste out. And then we're going to show you also the end of the process, which is a pipe coming out of the building and going right into the GM Hamtramck manufacturing plant, and that's steam. And that is the primary source of steam for all the manufacturing that's done in the building at General Motors Hamtramck plant. And there's an additional pipe that comes into Midtown. In between, you're going to see how the waste is transformed into that energy. You're going to see how it's chopped up into prepared fuel. You're going to see how metal is extracted. You're going to see how it's blown into furnaces. You're going to see how it's stored. So that's really the whole process.
Okay, we're beginning our tour with Rob Suda, who's the plant manager for Detroit Renewable Power. Rob, what are we looking at here?
Right now we're looking at our receiving scales. We receive waste Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., approximately 350 trucks per day will bring in municipal solid waste. Municipal solid waste gets dumped into our tipping floor area where it is stored and moved, and where the processing starts to take the municipal solid waste and turn it into refuse-derived fuel, better known as RDF in our world.
Where does the waste come from, all over or just Detroit?
About 80 to 85% of the waste comes from City Detroit proper, and the other 15% comes from surrounding communities.
Okay, Rob, we're our next stop on the tour, and we're looking at an impressive pile of, what are we looking at?
We're looking at the MSW, or Municipal Solid Waste Receiving Area. So after the trucks cross the scale, they drive through to either an upper area or a lower area of what we call the tipping hall. And as the trucks, the municipal solid waste is dumped from the trucks, high track dozers will push the municipal solid waste forward to heavy equipment or loaders with wheel loaders, and then we start the process of changing municipal solid waste into refuse-derived fuel, or RDF.
What is municipal solid waste exactly?
Municipal solid waste is just kind of what it sounds like. Municipal meaning from communities or cities, so it's waste that's generated in municipalities in and around Detroit area, mostly from Detroit and some of the outlying areas.
So how much, what volume are we looking at here as we speak, roughly? What kind of tonnage?
The tonnage that we're looking at right now is about 3,000 tons. We receive between 3,000 and 3,500 tons a day, Monday through Friday, of municipal solid waste that we process into RDF.
And again, about 80 to 83% of that municipal solid waste comes from the city of Detroit.
That's correct. 80 to 83% comes directly from the city of Detroit.
Okay, let's go see where this municipal solid waste goes from here. Okay, Rob, now we're looking at some large conveyor belts here with that somewhat sorted municipal solid waste. But what are we looking at here?
After the trucks dump municipal solid waste, the processing evolution starts. So the municipal solid waste is dumped on a metal pan conveyor, goes through a primary shredder. What we're looking at now is just after the primary shredder, where the primary shredder has basically opened up the trash bags and exposed the trash so that when it gets to the secondary shredder, to where we take it to what we call a 6-inch minus to a final product, then it'll get shredded to that 6-inch minus, which now becomes considered RDF.
Okay, now we're looking at a facility after the second sorting of the municipal solid waste. Rob, tell us what we're seeing here.
Okay. After the secondary shredders, the RDF, that's when it is now considered RDF, refuse derived fuel. So it's in what they call a 6-inch minus. So its materials all 6 inches size or smaller. It is then loaded into what we call the RDF storage facility. A loader operator will pick up the RDF and put it into one of four corners. We rotate corners, so what you're seeing now is one corner that's full and one corner that has very little left in it, and that's intentional. We're stored from one corner, feed from another corner, and again, the reason that you see such a large pile in one corner is we are a 24/7, 365 operation, so as we go in throughout the day, we store in one corner, stack in one corner, feed from another, so that we don't have issues with trash that's sitting dormant for more than 3 or 4 days at a time.
So what we're seeing here is basically the final feedstock that ultimately turns to the steam. Is that correct?
That's correct. This will get loaded on the conveyor belts that take it to the feed side of the boilers, and this is basically what's going to generate the steam for the plant.
Rob, it looks like we're in the central control room here. What are we looking at?
What we're looking at here is a control room for the power block side of the facility. As the RDF gets conveyed over to the power block side, control room operator is metering and monitoring the flow of the RDF into the boilers for the steam process. So the steam flow set points will be set on the boilers, and what he's doing is overseeing to make sure that the fuel feed stays consistent and stays where it needs to be, and our steam loads stay where they're at. So what you're seeing is 10 to 12 monitoring screens in front of him, and you see 16 video feeds that so he's watching mechanical operation of some of the stuff throughout the facility, as well as some of the processes to make sure that there aren't any interruptions in the RDF flow to the boilers.
Yeah, I'm seeing conveyor belts. I'm seeing augers here. I'm even seeing some trucks coming and going.
Right. So, again, when we talked about the process side earlier, he does get a view of that RDF storage facility so he can watch the loader operator to make sure that our fuel feed is even and consistent. Then you're looking at conveyor belts that bring the feed over. He's doing that as well. And you can see the auger, so that's the final feed into the boilers before the RDF finally starts the combustion process.
Continuing our tour with Rob Suda and some of his colleagues. He's plant manager, Detroit Renewable Power. Rob, it looks like we're looking at some byproduct here.
Yes, this is what we call our back-end ferrous, Kirk. What happens at the end of the waste process after the burning has been and all the combustion has been taken care of, the bottom ash gets transferred to the ash house for disposal. Prior to the bottom ash leaving the site, we reclaim the ferrous metal and the non-ferrous metal from the ash before the ash goes to the landfill. So what you're looking at here is the reclamation of the ferrous metal and the non-ferrous metal prior to the ash being loaded and taken to the landfill.
I think we talked about this in the open, but approximately how much metal is reclaimed?
80 tons per day of ferrous metal is reclaimed and about 10 tons per day of non-ferrous metal.
And then again, you have a third party that actually markets this to other companies that further process it.
That's correct. Some gets used in the steel process and arc furnaces and then other processes as well.
That was a fantastic tour. We're back with Steve White, who's the president and chairman of the board of Detroit Renewable Energy. Steve, it occurs to me, I didn't ask you earlier, but how many folks are employed here? And then secondarily, what are some take-home messages that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, in terms of employment at DRP, it's about 130. Throughout the three companies, we're probably at 200. These are average length of service is 10 years. This is probably one of the few places in Detroit where you can start on an unskilled labor basis and actually have increasing skill development and runway for a well-paying career.
Well, most impressive that everything that comes in here goes out as a byproduct that's used for some one purpose or another, whether it's metal, steam, or ash. This is a story about the greening of Detroit that needs to be told, and we're going to do our very best to help tell that story.
Well, we appreciate that. I think you guys have been great to talk to. Our first conversation intrigued me because very quickly, I think, wanted to focus on the distinction between what we are and what we aren't. What we are is a waste energy facility, and what we're not is a pure incineration facility. So we appreciate very much you focusing on that distinction. We have a lot of people that come to work dedicated every day to make sure that we live up to that distinction, that we have productive products and services. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for coming.
Well, Steve, thanks for the hospitality. Also want to thank Linwood Bubar, the president of Detroit Renewable Power, and also want to thank Rob Suda, plant manager for Detroit Renewable Power as well. You got a great team here, and we're going to stay on top of this story. As new developments occur, let us know.
Certainly will. Thanks again. Take care.
That was Dr. Kirk Heinze of MSU Today's Greening of the Great Lakes, another of our partners here on Current State.
Ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. the ground we till. Make each day what you will, thankful for dreams fulfilled every day. No room in this heart for fear, no judgment day drawing near. Trust that inner voice you hear every day. Life's not a goal or race, it's about heart and faith and living a life of grace every day. Ours is a simple faith, life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled every day. Trust is an open hand, making an honest stand, rooted here in this land every day. Live in the mystery, seeking the harmony here between you and me. A simple faith, life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled every day. Ours is a simple faith, life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled every day.
Michigan musician Matt Wotroba performing in the studios of WKAR. He was one of the artists on this year's Great Lakes Folk Festival, still going on in downtown East Lansing. That's Current State for you today. We make the show here at the College of Communication Arts and Sciences at MSU. The show's produced by Brooke Allen, Katie Cook, Kevin Lavery, Jamie Paisley, Scott Pohl, Corel Vega, and our news director is Reginald Hardwick. WKAR's Director of Broadcasting is Susie Elkins. I'm your host, Peter Wharf, and Current State is a production of Michigan State University Radio.